Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show. Across from me, a superlative co-host, fabulous in every way. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster in the Pennsylvania Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. He's a former Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee administrative chair. He retired from that when he became in charge of global tsunamis. He's on the executive board of the State Mayors Association, but his favorite name is, at the dinner table, he insists that they call him chair of the CSVT task force.
Your Honor will do.
Oh, Your Honor.
I have them call me that.
That's funny.
You forgot to mention I was mayor of Shamokin Dam.
Oh, that's true. You know what? That's not
I'm entitled to, Your Honor.
Isn't that funny? Of all the accolades, the one that's really the real one, it wasn't written down here.
I said to my grandson, now you must call me Your Honor because I'm the mayor. He said, no.
Okay. Well, there you go. See, smart kid.
A prophet is without honor in his own land.
He is a smart boy. I met him the other
yes,
morning.
Yes, he is. He's a very smart young man.
He's a tough kid. I think you're going to have trouble with your climate change.
Well, I can tell you he doesn't
disbelief.
Miss a trick.
Well, and he's smart enough to understand this in science rather than just disbelief on climate. Like you
well,
do.
I'm working on him.
Oh, you're trying to dumb him down a little
no,
bit.
No, not really.
That is not a good idea. All right. So Joe McGranahan is his name. I never actually said it, but Papa's the favorite
name.
Logan.
His name is Logan, my grandson.
Your name.
Oh, I thought we were talking about my grandson, older grandson. In any event, welcome on board, Mark. It's nice to have you here. You are strikingly handsome, as always.
Thank you.
And you're dressed casually today.
Thank you. This is a brand new little jackety type thing. What do you call it? A fleece jacket. And this was given to me by the Sigmund Weiss School of Business at Susquehanna University because
they were bribing you?
Well, I've kind of been sort of on their side to get out some really important topics about teaching economics and teaching economics to women and girls, which is one of their emphases to try to get more women involved
so
in
you got a fleece shirt
in economics.
For this effort, huh?
Well, yeah, it's strange. I'm not sure why, but it matches my Susquehanna University
so,
coffee mug.
In other words, in exchange for a shirt, you talked on the air about something they're doing. In my day, that was called payola.
Well, the way that it worked is for years, we've talked about the business school and ways to teach economics. And then on our last interview yesterday, they said, here's a nice jacket, since you always look cold, I guess.
Well, I think it's at least they could do for you.
Well, thank you. That's what I said. More, more, more.
Did you bring enough back for all of us?
Give me some food from, what's their place called? Charlie's Cafe?
Charlie's Cafe. Oh, Charlie, named after Charlie Degenstein.
I believe it probably is. Yeah, it's in the Degenstein Center building.
Well, that would
building.
Be named after Charlie.
Right, right. So... yeah, had a good tour of the campus, saw a lot of places, and a very interesting place to visit. And they are doing a super job, not only for trying to get more women involved in economics, but trying to make sure that the young people understand economics. They use modern TV shows like Seinfeld episodes or Modern Family episodes or even The Office to talk about the way that economic principles apply within comedic exchanges in those shows.
So, smart move.
Yeah, very interesting. And the kids
gets
have
people
seen,
where they live.
Well, yeah, except they said they had to stop using Seinfeld because the kids haven't seen the episodes.
Really?
So, yes.
Well, that's the kids' loss. I mean, they're
right.
Certainly available, and they're certainly still funny.
Isn't that sad? Well, yeah, and then... somebody said that at the table we were conferring on something Spanish Inquisition. All right. So I said,
"What's the Spanish Inquisition?"
Hold on. No.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
and all three people in the room looked at me like I was from another country or something. Like, did he just speak Arabic or something? And I thought, oh,
our
my
chief
goodness.
Weapon is fear. Fear and surprise.
Right, exactly.
I'm a Monty Python fan.
Yeah, me too. I've seen that episode. Every so often, if my wife won't laugh for any reason at all, I'll break into a little Monty Python skit because even she finds them funny. And she's not ultra familiar with them, so she's kind of hearing it for the first time. So,
Well, I admit I'm not terribly familiar with all of his work, but I did see some of it.
Well, and you know, you can say in a room, no one expects the Spanish Inquisition, and right. You know, the rest, most people
one of the
in the
more
room.
Famous bits.
Right, most people. Anyway, so that's that. So, yeah, the kids aren't ultra familiar with that, but that's how they're teaching economics over there. So, very interesting. So, we'll put in a good word
Sounds
for
like
them.
Good work.
On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. The Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trotz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you're welcome to text us at 70236. We're going to start out with something that one of our listeners just sent us a few moments ago, but it kind of ties into a couple of things that are being brought up and talked about around here these days. President Trump, of course, the Mueller investigation, and the President's religiosity came into question today on one of the morning shows, and Joe happened to catch a little bit of that, so we can talk about that. But President Trump, of course, is on the mind of Tom.
Yes, Tom's always on Tom's mind. Tom says, the On the Mark Old Boys Club, as well as the ladies' auxiliary of the Old Boys Club, was, as usual, off the rails yesterday. This time, off the rails, over the cliff, down the bank, into the Susquehanna River, floating to the Chesapeake Bay, the Atlantic Ocean, and parts unknown. The admiration for this flim-flam man was nauseating. The religious right has popped its cork. Atheism is now a better alternative. The only difference between Donald Trump, Al Capone, and John Gotti is that Al Capone and John Gotti weren't stupid enough to run for president. The fact of the matter is this. Trump supporters love Trump because they hate the same people he hates. Anxiously awaiting for the Mueller report, for some reason Don the Con doesn't want it released? Much of what Mueller has unearthed was turned over to the Southern District of New York, Washington, D.C., Virginia, and other states. And, what does Deutsche Bank, the Buffalo Bills, and real estate have in common? We're about to find out. The end is near. Christmas in July, anyone? Count me in.
Oh, my gosh.
When you speak of off the rails, I believe we have an instance of that here. This is obviously Trump derangement syndrome carried to its extreme.
Well, and what the audience can't see is there's thousands of capital letters and
question marks.
Question marks that go on for a long time.
These are a little challenging to read, but I do the best I can.
Right. Don the Con doesn't want it released.
Al Capone and John
Gotti. Do we know
Gotti.
That President Trump doesn't want the Mueller report when it does come out, that he doesn't want it released? He's already voiced that?
I haven't heard him say that, but I have, the House voted, 490-something to nothing to release it, to urge that it be released in its entirety. The Democrats obviously thought they were going to put the Republicans in a bad spot by asking them to vote for that,
mm-hmm.
but the Republicans voted unanimously along with the Democrats. I think there were four or five congressmen, I don't know what parties they were, who voted present, but everybody else voted in favor of the resolution.
Well, and I think why wouldn't you want it out? If it has some damning information, why would you want to be part and parcel of covering it up? If it has acquitting information, then why wouldn't you want that out so you could see that? I mean, the president has been tied to the collusion thing.
Let's face it.
Just through the real estate deal, but not really much else. A couple of meetings and so on.
No disrespect to Tom, but I guarantee you, if the report came out and exonerated President Trump, Tom would not say, oh, well, I was wrong. I'm now a supporter of the president. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well,
if on the other hand it comes out and the president committed some crime, I'm sure Tom will be yelling, lock him up.
Well, he ain't going to be around. Apparently the end is near.
Well, I think he means the end for the president.
Oh, I see. Okay, Christmas in July.
But he goes on up earlier in the email saying the admiration for this flimflam man was nauseating. The religious right has popped its cork. Atheism is now a better alternative. You mentioned earlier that I had caught some religious talk about President Trump on one of the morning shows this morning. And I just, I was watching all three, Fox and Friends, CNN, and I switched over to Morning Joe. And Morning Joe Scarborough, was talking about his upbringing as a Baptist and an evangelical, and how he cannot understand how anyone who is evangelical can support President Trump, because he has never asked Jesus Christ for never apologized to Jesus Christ for anything, and says he's never done anything in his life that he needed to apologize for. And that, you know, that certainly would be antithetical to Christian beliefs, where we have all sinned and we all need forgiveness.
Well, I will add, the president went to church over the weekend and for the first time in since
ever?
For the first time since he's been president, he went to an organized church service at a fine local church instead of worshiping however he typically worships. I mean, he probably, you know.
Well, they came down on Ronald Reagan for the same thing. He wasn't a typical religious person. But, you know, suppose it was a Muslim. Oh, there'd be just death and destruction in the streets if someone accused a Muslim of not practicing his faith. You know, I think faith is a very personal thing. And if President Trump prays quietly in the Oval Office or wherever it is in his house, and he chooses not to take part in organized religion, I don't think that makes him less of a devout person or less of a caring Christian.
You don't know how people worship or what their religious life is. I'm sure the president has some religiosity. I don't know what it is. You know, I wouldn't say that he would fit into a conventional, sort of religious mold.
What church did he go to over the weekend, out of curiosity? What denomination?
Sorry, I don't remember. It was like Methodist or Episcopal. I don't believe it was Lutheran.
A mainline.
Right.
Mainline Protestant church.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, it wasn't a Catholic church. It was somebody else.
Well, I would be surprised if he went there.
Somebody
with Catholic.
I believe he walked.
How about a church?
Walking distance? Is that possible?
No, they showed
him walking down the street. Well, maybe they had just parked nearby and they'd walk there. I'm not sure. But
just to show you how this derangement goes, there's another story going around that was floated on The View the other day, that his wife is really not with him, that they've hired a fake Melania to accompany him because the real Melania doesn't want anything to do with him. And, you know, so they've hired this woman, a lookalike, to go with the president wherever he goes. Now, the White House really pushed back on that, as well they should. But, you know, this is the kind of derangement that's floating around out here.
Wait, who advocated that?
This was on The View, I'm told.
Well, I'm sure they were just joking.
No, they weren't joking.
Oh, yeah, right. It's a real supposition. Come on, Joe.
Have you ever watched
The View?
Well, I'm not enough to do anything other than be completely disgusted by them.
Well, it's four speculators, hyper-conversing on things that they feel strongly about, which I believe.
Well, when they use the word despicable, Joy Behar comes to my mind. So
there used to be a conservative on the show. Now, I haven't watched The View in a while. It's mostly individuals that
are pretty
liberal.
I think they do have one conservative there, or at least someone who sticks up for the conservative side once in a while.
Yeah, so, but I think this is, you and I have had this conversation on the air. How can the president how can anybody with any religiosity forgive the president for being, you know, such a dirty, rotten scoundrel in every way all the time? But people are really just concerned about governance, just plain, you know, since he's the commander in chief, what do our troops do because of him? Where do the dollars flow, you know, related to the military and all other budgetary things? What does the Muslim ban do? They don't do what you and I do daily through conscience, is, you know, guide our
It wasn't a Muslim
activities.
Ban. It was a travel ban from countries that are predominantly Muslim.
Jeez, you're still stuck on that, huh?
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm stuck on the truth. Isn't that odd?
Well, yeah, hey, such a stickler. So, well, I understand. Yeah, the travel ban, right, which was part of Homeland Security, which I generally support. So I just think that if you examine your religious conscience, there's no way that you could appreciate this president. But all Republicans who support the president and all evangelicals and Baptists and Catholics who support this president have the suspension of disbelief. So that they can allow the, you know, the, this president to do what he thinks he should do.
Well, Martin Luther King spelled it out for all time when he said that we should be more concerned about the content of their character than the color of their skin. And I would add on to that, or their religious faith, or their, you know, eating habits, or anything else.
You mean Dr. Martin Luther
King? Yes,
Dr.
Martin Luther King. What did
I say?
Not
Martin Luther.
I'm sorry. I thought I said Martin Luther King.
I didn't hear the King.
I'm sorry.
Martin Luther.
I know
of course,
the difference between the two.
Martin Luther actually
several hundred years actually.
Gave the 1600s gave the president some good walking orders that he still uses today, that we should sin boldly.
That was his advice?
Well, yeah, and then, of course...
Is that why you chose the Lutheran faith?
Seek forgiveness beyond that.
Well, you know, but I think the president's, his faith or lack of faith, I don't think you can be in that office and not have faith. Do you?
Oh, you'd almost have to. Well, I don't know. You know, he's such a narcissist. I don't believe it. I think he thinks there is a God, and he's it. So he's, and that guides his ego and his, you know, his
brother.
Sort of lack of a filter on the tweeting. Somebody said he had a couple hundred tweets over the weekend.
Yeah, he tweeted apparently ad nauseum over the weekend. And I, you know, then some of the pundits were saying, well, it's a pretty good sign that he's unfocused and he's off the rails. As they say all the time about the president.
Read that on the air, the note from the producer.
Oh, ironically, Martin Luther King lived at the same time as the Spanish Inquisition. That's true.
No one expected that. All right.
And what would have happened if Martin Luther hadn't had a hammer and nails?
Well, and our Martin is the last name of one of our emailers who sent us a note, so you got a lot of that going on. All right, 1-800-795-9565. We've touched on a couple of topics that I think it would prompt a response. One is the president's lack of religiosity, apparently. What church did he go to last weekend? It would be a good question. Why could somebody who calls themselves an evangelical or a Baptist forgive the president for all of his many misgivings and misdeeds,
you know,
and many sins,
found
and
interesting
errors in judgment, and
Morning
tweeting.
Joe didn't come on and say that he had sought forgiveness for supporting abortion.
1-800-795-9565. Cindy, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
I feel obligated, based on this return of this discussion once again about religion and elected officials, to point out Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, which I believe is this country's Bible, by the way, gentlemen, which states, among other things, the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of several state legislatures and all the executive and official officers both of the United States and of the several states shall be bound by oath and or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States.
Yeah, some of these folks would do well to remember that.
Well, I don't think we're imposing a religious test. I think
it is. Oh, sure you are.
Yes,
Mark.
You are.
Repeatedly, day after day, week after week, hearkening to this, questioning people's faith in terms of their work in office, which is irrelevant. This Constitution binds us to the agreement that one's faith is not a part of one's official duties.
No, you're jumping to conclusions with evidence, not in evidence, to use Joe's phrase, to misuse
it. Facts not in evidence.
Right. So what I am saying, and what anybody else with a religious conscience is saying, how can somebody behave that way if they were to consider themselves a person with any religiosity? It isn't a test. Obviously, if he had a religious test, or what's the precise wording in the Constitution there, if that existed, this president would have answered these questions. We wouldn't have to speculate on him, you know, how he could behave this way or what church did he go to. You know, all of that would have been asked and answered long ago. See, this relates to something that relates to how our faith influences our actions. It doesn't have anything to do with the president's ability or his electability. It has everything to do with how somebody with a conscience allows the faith that they have to affect their daily activities. It's not a governmental question, which is, I think, what you're saying, that, you know, it's some sort of a rubric. You have to fill it. You have to say yes to these check boxes. It's not that.
Well, Abraham Lincoln...
Thank you, Cindy. Thanks for the call.
At the start of Abraham Lincoln's career, he was pretty much of an agnostic, I think. I won't call him an atheist, but he was an agnostic. He even wrote several pieces that questioning religion. But after the Civil War started, he came to have a deeper and more abiding faith. So people change, which is my point. If Donald Trump started out as less than filled with religiosity, using your term, mm-hmm. you know, who's to say that he isn't changing or morphing as he goes along and becoming a better person?
Oh, well, he of all people would be capable of change. We've seen a lot of mood swings and strange behavior, so that is quite possible.
You can't speak about the man without damning him with faint praise.
Well, look, a lot of people love him.
He might stop beating his wife tomorrow just because she's already had enough.
I have proof that more people love the president, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. Lance is awaiting. Good morning, Lance. We're talking about President Trump around here, and business is a-booming.
I'll say. Oh, he's quite a guy. You can understand that. Anyway, in the Bible, it's one of Paul's letters to the churches, I forget which one, they're asked about how to pray, how to talk to God. And he extols the Pharisees because they make long, loud prayers in public, and that isn't the way to do it.
Well, I think that's in Luke. We just talked about it.
Yeah, okay.
So it's an Ash Wednesday function, usually.
Yeah, well, see, you will be rewarded openly for what you pray for in private. And that was the whole deal.
Okay.
So he didn't mean for us to be very much outward, you know, with our prayers. It's to be as private as your sex life.
Right.
You know?
Keep it private so that people don't see your
right
your faith in plain sight. Sure. Okay.
God will, and you'll be rewarded. So I believe that's what he's doing.
Well, I'm not asking him to pray out loud or to do anything. The only question that's come up on this show. It doesn't really have to do with whether he prays in public or privately. It has to do with how your faith influences your personal life and your decisions and your thinking about things. So that's all.
And you support the supposition that his faith doesn't influence him at all because he doesn't have any.
I guess I have a question, but, who am I to judge? If he's a faithless person, you know, more power to him. Most of the country wanted him to be the president, so there he is. And that's the way politic works with our separation of church and state, and there's no religious rubric to get into office, so that's fine. I just, as a person with a faith, happens to question how much his faith, but that's just my personal observation. It doesn't influence my votes or, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with anything. It fails the who cares test, quite frankly.
Well, he's got to be better, though, than the infantile, in other words, what I'm trying to say, the folks on the other side who for infanticide, genocide, on the other side.
Well, okay, yeah, and that's a great, that's the perfect way to think about it, because you have a faith, and you have your faith really guides how you feel about that, and plus it's just a sort of a moral slash human, you know, topic, and that very much influences you. So if somebody does something wrong to a baby, you know, long before you have to think about it, you know, in your gut that that's wrong, right? So,
well, and the president,
I think people with a strong faith just have the precise same reaction to the president's behavior. How can he behave that way?
But he does support the right to life. And that makes him, I think, a moral person.
All right, well, yeah, that's noteworthy. Good for him. All right, we got you, Lance. Thank you very much. Thanks for weighing in on this discussion.
I gather you don't buy that.
But it's good that he is pro-life. Good for him. That's the way to be. And maybe that his faith does influence
that. So, all right,
that.
So you may say that, but then on the other hand, you think, well, this over here, this set of facts shows that he's not a very religious person. You know, isn't everybody responsible for developing their own relationship with God? Isn't that the whole point?
Your jump to the question is false. I don't say that his religious faith makes him do something or doesn't make him do something. I just simply question, what is his faith? That's all. It's just an unanswered question in my mind. It has nothing to do with the way the president runs the government, or, you know, makes decisions, or, you know, vetoes bill,
but if you believe
anything else.
Things. As a person of faith, you have things you believe in.
As do you.
Right. And so when you find someone who agrees with the things you believe in, you tend to attribute to them faith. Because, gee, they're just like me. They have my faith. They believe the things I do. But what if somebody believes 30% of the things you do and 70% disagrees with you? Is that person still a person of faith, or have they failed to meet Mark Lawrence's personal test?
Lawrence's personal test is a very low bar. Honestly, anybody can have any amount of faith, and they can allow that to influence their decision-making how they wish to. You know, he's the president, so his decision-making is available to us
to
discuss.
Well, to me, I think Morning Joe would do well to remember the admonition, you know, who is without sin cast the first stone.
Right. Okay. So we're going to keep talking about this, at least after the news headlines. When we return, we have one email that relates to this show. We know that the president attended the Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, so that's where he was. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WDKOK Sunbury, WDKOK News. Time it is 9 o'clock. Time for CBS.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is with us today, and Mr. Rob Center is the fabulous producer we ever had, so we really appreciate him being here. We do have some emails. They were sent to onthemark@wdkok.com, and you are welcome to join that list of folks who feel strongly about what I'm saying being incorrect. So email us at onthemark@wdkok.com. You can text us at 70236. If you're a Text Connect member, just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. If you're not a Text Connect member, you can sign up at WKOK.com. We send you no more than a dozen texts a month. It's breaking local or national news, closed roads, tornadic weather, important weather information. That's breaking news is what we send you via the Text Connect system. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Despite sexual misconduct allegations against him, including from a Bucknell University professor, Neil deGrasse Tyson will be able to return to TV. The Hollywood Reporter says the famed astrophysicist will return after National Geographic and Fox concluded their investigations. Tyson's science-focused talk show Star Talk will return to National Geographic in April. His other show, Cosmos: Possible Worlds, will air on Fox and National Geographic at a date not yet announced. Current Bucknell professor Dr. Caitlin Allers is one of two accusers of sexual misconduct allegations against the TV host. She told Pathos.com in December she was touched inappropriate by Tyson during an after party in 2009. The other accuser is a former assistant to Tyson, Ashley Watson, who says she was forced to quit due to his inappropriate sexual advances. Another important teen suicide discussion is tonight. A public forum on the topic will be held tonight at Midwest High School Auditorium at 6:30. Leading the panel of discussers will be Tom Noster of Bloomsburg University's McDowell Institute. In addition to McDowell, panelists include the president and CEO of the Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, Joanne Troutman, and the Snyder County DA, Mike Piazza. Judge Mike Shawley, chair of the Union Snyder County Children's Roundtable, will also be there, along with representatives from Geisinger, the CSIU, and the CMSU. Attendees will be able to submit questions to the panel as well as hear different presentations from the panel. Afterward, there'll be an agency fair which will continue the conversation on that teen suicide topic. Meghan McCain says President Donald Trump's life is pathetic after his weekend Twitter attack against her father, the late Senator John McCain. She fired back at Trump on ABC's The View Monday after the president tweeted comments criticizing her father, who died last year after battling brain cancer. McCain says Trump will never be a great man and is urging Trump to focus on his family instead of hers. Trump attacked John McCain for his role in the Russia investigation. The president tweeted that the 2008 Republican presidential candidate was last in his class at the U.S. Naval Academy. That does not happen to be exactly true. Meghan McCain, initially responded to Sunday's Trump remarks on Twitter, then expounded on her words Monday on the talk show, of which she is among the panel of hostesses. And a Virginia police officer has been removed as a school resource officer and suspended from the police department amid allegations that he's a member of a white nationalist group. The Chesterfield County Police Department said yesterday the officer was suspended pending a recommendation for termination from the police chief. Neither the department nor Katz named the officer. The department's Office of Professional Standards is investigating. Under Virginia law, the department must notify an officer in writing of any charges in the action in any action that may be taken. The officer has 5 days to respond.
Wow. Interesting.
So where do your free speech rights come in? If you sign on to this police department, now I understand why the police can do this if they find that sort of unbecoming of a police officer. But where do you, I guess you sign off your free speech rights.
What do they accuse him of again? White nationalist?
He's a member of a white nationalist group.
Okay.
Allegations. Maybe it's not even proven.
So can there be a nationalist group without it being a white nationalist group, or are all nationalist groups white nationalist groups?
I don't believe they're all white. No, I think this is a separate group.
No, I'm. You know, yesterday, based on our discussion, I thought maybe all white nationalists, all nationalists were considered white nationalists and hence evil.
But if you join the white nationalist club, you know, X club, can you not be a good police officer?
I don't know. You know,
well,
your personal beliefs, I mean, everybody has a personal belief and a bias about one thing or another, right?
Yeah, that's true. We all have inherent bias. We've established that with some disagreement.
Right. Doesn't mean that they're all bad people. Doesn't mean they're all good people. Just means they're people.
He happens to have a bias that he acts on and joined up this group, apparently. Well, his name's not out, so maybe they're not.
Can you put your personal feelings aside and do your job? Can you do that as a newsman?
Maybe that's why. Maybe the police department doesn't think so.
No.
Maybe they already know that he hasn't.
I would say actions in this case speak louder than words. The fact that he belongs to a group, if he doesn't espouse their more radical elements, why should he be penalized?
Well, on the other hand, they probably have a morals clause where, you know, being a person of sort of acceptance of... You know,
that's written in.
Diversity.
You must accept everybody. You must be...
I don't know how it's worded.
You must support one world order. You must be diverse and inclusive.
One world order.
That's right. The next step, brother.
Is it? 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We were talking about the president's religiosity. He attended an Episcopal church over the weekend, and some people question in what way does his faith influence his daily decisions. That's prompted some of our conversation today. Over the weekend, he tweeted that John McCain actually had a minion give this dossier to the FBI. Washington Post reports that it was a McCain aide who gave it to the FBI, and there was no indication that Senator McCain himself either gave it to the FBI or even knew that the aide had given it to the FBI. McCain did admit giving it to the news media. So that much he did, you know, sort of was brought up and talked about. Am I encapsulating this satisfactorily?
I'm with you.
Okay. Well, to that end, the president said over the weekend, no, it was McCain that gave the dossier to the FBI, and that irritated Meghan McCain and has prompted an email.
There are conservative women on The View. One of them is Meghan McCain. As you can imagine, she has not been exactly enthusiastic in her support of Mr. Trump lately, since he has continued to insult her late father months after his death. A three-time draft-deferring president defaming a POW veteran, the only deity our president worships is the almighty dollar and his own reflection in a mirror.
All right. I was going to say that, but that's who he worships, but okay. That's another topic.
Yes. Well, that's what our writer thinks.
All right. Well, it's not signed, but that writer is correct. 1-800-795-9565. The president's religiosity is our topic. Good morning, Dale. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I'm just going to call because today I think more people are unable to see the bigger picture. Because we have everybody looking over at the left hand, and we have two media outlets, Fox and CNN, everybody pumping that into people's head, look at the left hand. So I just want to say, you know, Congress wants to investigate that massage power with Trump's involvement. But
Trump has no involvement in the massage parlor.
Oh, it's like three generations removed.
Okay, Congress wants to look into it, Joe. Okay, Joe.
Huh?
Congress wants to look into if Trump has ties to it. Because
has ties to a massage parlor, okay.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Here's the thing, okay? I'm going to show you how powerless the Senate and Congress is, okay, Joe?
Okay, I'm listening.
All right. Well, when they busted Robert Kraft, they said there's bigger names involved.
Right.
Okay? They didn't release those names, okay? So if the Congress keeps digging, okay, they're going to be put to a stop because they are powerless. The Senate and Congress are powerless to this thing, which is in Chicago, which is the head of the Bar Association, okay? Because the bars, that place in Chicago, put Congress where they're at, the people there, and put the president where they're at, okay? So the deception is just plain and people can't see the bigger picture, okay? So they'll never release those bigger names that were involved. You understand that? So they want to go around and start a little embezzlement out of the taxpayer and let's investigate Trump for this massage parlor thing, okay?
Well, so, I understand that the woman who owns the massage parlor...
You're not vigilant enough to see the bigger picture, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm failing miserably.
I'm just telling you, it's deceiving because they're pumping these people constantly with this social media and Fox News and CNN all looking at the left hand. What the whole thing is, it's becoming a one world government, and it seems like people don't even really wake up. We're not holding these people accountable. I mean, we need to see these FBI guys going to jail and all that, who all collaborate in embezzlement, extortion, and deceiving the American people and their money. So I just want to tell you, the best thing to do is, in order to keep their money, is just push socialism. So we had Obama, we have President Trump, it's just going to get worse. So I just want to tell you, you'll never receive any of those names that were the bigger names. So they just want to try to, look at the left hand over here. They're trying to put another left hand in front of your face.
Well, as I understand it, Dale, that the woman who owned the massage parlor had been attempting to convince people she could gain them some access to the administration, but President Trump was never accused of being one of her customers.
Well, I mean, he's working for the Bar Association headed in Chicago. He's going to follow
the Bar Association's headquartered in Washington, isn't it?
No, Chicago. It's global now, Joe.
Oh,
Joe.
Global.
The Bar Association, the United States Bar Association, now is expanded globally. Okay, if you look at the bigger picture, and you see how everything works. Okay, I just want to tell everybody, you guys just hang up on the news and social media and read a book because they are just throwing these people, scrambling these guys like eggs. Nobody can see the bigger picture anymore. I just want to tell you, you never hear about those bigger names involved. That's why they're trying to show you another left hand over here, because they're untouchable. They have an F.O. card, like Bill Clinton has, you know, F off. So I just want to tell people that, because he never got pulled our, you know, on the tarmac with that and all like that. And Trump is just working for him, too. And Congress are all just, you know, mall police. So I just want to tell people that. And it's just funny how, you know, when they say something, they can't follow up and expose those names. That's what I'm waiting on.
Oh, you've given us a lot to chew on here, Dale.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, I'm just want to tell you, look at the bigger picture, because you're probably looking too much at the social media and news. It don't make sense.
I'm having trouble getting past the fact the FBI are a pack of mall cops, but I'm working on it.
Well, Joe has some struggles, but thank you so much. Dan, stand by. We're going to take a quick break to stay on schedule. We'll be right back. We'll take more comers and emailers. Email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Call us 1-800-795-9565.
Oh, the weather outside's been frightful. School cancellations are delightful. I want to go play in the snow. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Why is it that only kids are excited when it snows? Mom gets all crazy about going to the store for bread, milk, and eggs, and Dad runs to the hardware store for more salt. One of the quickest stops we make is our hometown pharmacy. We call ahead for our prescriptions, pick them up, and head on home to build the biggest snow fort on the block.
Discover the hometown pharmacy difference today at Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Nori Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg.
Can anyone tell me, what's the big deal about bread, milk, and eggs? I mean, what's everybody gonna do? Sit inside and eat French toast while watching Snowmageddon hit?
Your hometown pharmacy. Making a difference every season, every day.
Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Joe McGranahan is with us. Rob Sanders, the fabulous producer. Dick sent us an email. Please, Joe.
Says, I'm sure our president believes in his God. Not sure it's the same God in my Bible. Signed, Dick.
Signed, Dick. All right. And the text, please.
The text says, McCain was the conduit for the fake Steele dossier and sent one of his minions to retrieve it and give it to the FBI.
All right, and Dan.
And then...
That's it.
All right. Dan, you're on the mark. Hello, Dan.
There you go, Dan. Sorry about that.
Hey, good morning, guys. We often talk about President Trump's faith. Well, I watched his career when he started out running for president. You know, he carried the King James Version of the Bible. He said, here's the best book ever written, that even better than my book. So Trump understands the scripture is the word of God. And Trump did one of the things that Christians been wishing for years. He made Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and he made Jerusalem the central for, I can't think of the word.
For the embassy?
Now,
but that made it the embassy, right. But, that, Dan, embassy, that doesn't make him...
Yeah.
That
the
doesn't make him... Dan,
the,
Dan, that doesn't make him a religious
States
person.
For the world, and that's...
He can't hear you.
Now we need to boost that bill all
Trump did.
Dan?
And,
all right, Dan, hold on.
Dan, that doesn't make him a faith-filled person, the fact that he did some things that religious people agree with. And I think the thrust of what I was hearing on Morning Joe this morning and some of our callers and emailers have put in here, that despite the fact that he may do some things that you as an evangelical agree with, doesn't make him a person of faith, and that in many ways he doesn't give any evidence of being a person of faith to some of these people, at least
no,
traditional faith.
That's their personal opinion. You know, I can't tell you whether Trump's a born-again Christian, but he stands up for the things that evangelical Christians believe in. I cannot tell you that he's blood-washed, born-again Christian. I certainly hope that he is, because, you know, there's the only chance I'll ever have to meet Trump is over on the other side. I'll probably never meet him over here. It's the same wish I have for every person that hears the sound of my voice. I hope they're washed in the blood of the Lamb and they're trusting in Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The same thing I hope for Trump. But his indications are he understands the evangelicals, and if without the evangelical, he would never have became president because they supported him.
But did they support him, Dan? Did they support him because of his faith or because he agreed with them in certain key issues they find?
Mostly because he agrees with us. He don't have to be born again to do these things. But when he does something other presidents do that said they were born again, we had presidents claim to be born again and they never did one of these things that he's done. And that's why he has the evangelical vote. As long as he does things that indicates that he's for us, he's not against us. And Trump also he introduced a bill to change the old law that President Johnson made when he wasn't president back, I guess he was senator, that you can endorse candidates for president from the pulpit. He introduced that bill. I don't think it passed.
All right, we got another caller. Go ahead, Dan.
That's another great indication. And Trump, you know, people love to talk about his immorality. Well, what has he done so terrible since he's been president? You tell me what he's done that would indicate to you that he's working against the evangelicals.
All right, we'll let our audience.
I think we have a caller on the line who will do just exactly that.
Yep, we'll let our audience.
And you know.
No, we can't start it. We can't do another. You know, sorry. I'm sorry, Dan. I did. We got callers who are waiting. Chris, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, she whose name I won't mention is correct. There is no religious test. However, you weren't making a religious test, and it's also certainly possible for people individually to make religious tests. I think what the issue was that a lot of the people who are evangelical Christians and some Catholics, Joe, really desire to make this an officially a Christian country.
What?
And
they want this to be a Christian country?
They criticized Obama's religion. They belittled Hillary Clinton's religion. Even though she went to the conservative prayer breakfast the whole time she was in Washington. But they give Trump a pass. And that's sort of the important issue there.
As long as their investments are going up.
As a Trump supporter, I'm surprised Joe would prefer to have Trump judged on his character instead of his religion, because his religion is kind of just an empty void.
He says,
but that doesn't make him. That doesn't exactly reflect on his ability to be president. We have had other presidents who have been ambiguous about religion. Some have been semi-hostile to it. Others have embraced it fully.
Yes, but it's his character that there's plenty of evidence about how bad it is.
Okay. So you say.
Yeah, the content of his character is empty.
Well, just look at his business record. Look how he uses his money and his power. Look how he uses lawyers to get out of paying people because he can eat up their time.
Hardly unique.
Hardly unique, but not good character, not honest business practices. Look how he lies about about how much he's worth. about whether he was being audited.
Look, Chris, if I were voting...
He lies,
Chris,
all the time. That's
as you may recall, Chris...
And it's evidence.
As you may recall, I didn't vote for him, neither did Mark.
I know.
But if you're talking about the character of the man, I will agree with you 100% that he leaves a lot to be desired. But that doesn't mean he's going to be a terrible president. You know, you could be a rotten human being and a good president.
I'm not saying that's the reason he's a terrible president, but if you're going to judge him by his character, then, as you were nobly quoting King on, boy, does he fall flat in his face.
And
on
I
that
did.
One.
I did judge his character, and that's why I voted against him.
And your comments the other day, you repeated your comments that somehow the congressional testimony, it's now up, I think there's 300 pages per person for Page and McCabe and
Strzok
on their what they did. You found two sentences that if you actually believe in the first place there's a conspiracy, you can sort of interpret that there was a conspiracy if you stretch what they're saying.
Well, what they said was that they were told
600 pages of testimony, and in it you will find that they give reasons for what they were confronted with as evidence at the time and what they did in response.
But Chris, you're missing logical and proper. You're missing, well, not entirely, when they ask him if they got pressure from the Department of Justice not to charge Hillary, and the answer was yes.
They said she thought there was pressure, actually, not that there was pressure.
No, she said, the quote I saw said there was pressure, that they were being told to soft pedal it when it came to Hillary. You know, you've got to look at this thing objectively.
Your words, Joe. That's not what she said.
Well, I know that, but that's the sense of what she said.
Yes, you know that, but you're saying something that's not true.
All right. She said she got pressure from the DOJ not to charge.
All right, wrap up, Chris. Another
closing
comment.
They were the investigators. They aren't the ones who make the decision to charge. They were in charge of getting the evidence.
Who should make those decisions? All right, so what if the investigators decide that Donald Trump, or the individual investigators decide he's wrong and they're overruled? I can guarantee you'd be howling and screaming.
All right, thank you so much, Chris. Thank you very much for calling in.
Well, they did decide one thing completely wrong, is that they weren't supposed to. Are you still on?
Another 10 seconds.
If they wanted to do anything about Trump, they would have leaked the information about his investigation, and they didn't do that.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Chris. I appreciate the call. Sorry to do that. I just can't let. We got other callers, so we have to keep going. Bobby, you are on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Last caller before a quickie break.
Yes, good morning, everyone. As far as the president standing up and leading for what he believes in, I think he's doing a good job. I mean, it's just like when I was called to be a juror in Northumberland County, I had to go by my religious beliefs as well as my personal beliefs. So I think at this point, you have to give the president credit where credit's due. But as far as criticizing John McCain, I think that's bad taste because John McCain's not here to defend himself.
All right.
Got that right.
Well, plus he's making stuff up. So, all right.
John McCain made stuff up? Yeah, you're accusing John McCain? What's the matter with you? Unpatriotic?
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Appreciate your two cents. All right, we got open phones. We're talking about the president's religiosity and how it affects his many, many moral failings.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the witch hunt and whether or not it is one.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out lots more at sunburymotors.com. Go see Mike down on 4th Street in Sunbury. Tell him you want to look at one of those brand-new Ford Rangers. He'll hook you up. Or go check out Austin and Ernie over at the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15. Or any of the other good staff members there, and they will take super deluxe, extra wonderful care of you. They can do that because they got options. They got pre-owned vehicles that are practically brand-new and have gone through a multi-point inspection. inspection and are ready to go, super cleaned up. They got brand new Fords, Hyundais, Kias, and Lincoln cars and trucks. And they'll put you in a vehicle that fits you with financing that fits you, and they'll make sure that the service plan and making sure that taking good care of you and your vehicle fits you and will take good care of you in the years ahead. And that's what the Sunbury Motor Company does. They've been doing it for a century. SunburyMotors.com is their website. You can check it out on the World Wide Web. Welcome back. WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We invite you to call in. Joe has incontrovertible evidence in front of him.
Well, every time Chris calls, we wind up talking about the Mueller investigation. And this is from USA Today, not Fox. Washington. Amid signs that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election interference may be near its conclusion, a new USA Today Suffolk University poll finds that trust in Mueller has eroded, and half of Americans now agree with President Donald Trump's contention that he has been the victim of a witch hunt. Support for the House of Representatives to seriously consider impeaching the president has dropped since October by 10 percentage points to 28%. Despite that, the survey shows a nation that remains skeptical of Trump's honesty and deeply divided by his leadership. A 52% majority say they have little or no trust in the president's denials that his 2016 campaign colluded with Moscow in the election that put him in the Oval Office. But that number does not reflect an improvement from previous polls. 1 year ago, 57% had little or no trust in his denials. In December, 59% did. So he's improving in that. What's more, Trump's relentless attacks on Mueller and his inquiry have taken a toll on the special counsel's credibility. Now, 28% say they have a lot of trust in the former FBI director's investigation, to be fair and accurate. That's the lowest level to date and down 5 points since December. In comparison, 30% express a lot of trust in Trump's denials, the highest to date.
Well, I guess the waiting is wearing people down, and so plus the more the president leads and does, you know, makes more decisions and more policy decision, I think that weighs in his favor. That, you know, they, if they favor him or don't, you know, they'll be more happy with the things.
Well, some pretty big criminal investigations have been uncovered in less than 2 years. You know, this seems like a
long
time.
You're right. It is. Yeah, I don't think it's a witch hunt, but I do think it's an appropriate investigation. But nonetheless,
well, I think it was appropriate when it started. But I think that he hasn't found anything, and they're just, you know, rather than admit we're lost, they keep on going.
Is there no oversight of this?
No.
Nobody.
Except the Department of Justice, and of course the Congress says you can't touch this investigation. Hmm. Suppose the Secretary or the Attorney General decided it's time to shut this thing down. Can you imagine the hue and cry that would go up from the left and the Democrats?
If we just shut it down. Cindy, right. You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Well, I want to answer the question, should the president's religiosity or whatever it is inform what he or she is doing? And my answer is no, because that would be a backdoor way of them imposing their religion and their beliefs on the rest of us. Hmm. And we have clearly constructed a constitution that says that's not going to happen.
Or that shouldn't happen, right?
Pardon me?
That it shouldn't happen.
That it should not happen. Now, have we gone astray? Oh, yeah, time and again. You mention it. It's on currency. It's in the... and, of course, it's put there by Congress. It's part of the Pledge of Allegiance, again, put there by Congress. So I think that we should think hard about this, because around many religions have been many evil things, and we see that even today. The Catholic faith, the Muslim faith struggles with these radical groups.
Spanish Inquisition.
There you go. That's a long time ago. I mean, we see it today. Look at all these priests. You know, their behavior is beyond repugnant. So I think we should be hesitant to want people to take their religion into office and impose it on the rest of us. Kind of a backdoor way of achieving it, isn't it?
Where is Torquemada when we need him?
I don't know who that is.
He's the head of the Spanish Inquisition.
Oh, well.
Silly us.
Yeah, well, signing off, Voldemorty.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All righty. We have a text. It starts in the middle and goes down.
The only thing Chris is correct about is that the FBI is the investigators and the DOJ is supposed to charge and prosecute a crime. Why is it, then, that Comey gave Hillary a pass in that press conference he held in June or July of 2016 after laying out all the crimes she committed? That was not his job. It was A.G. Lynch's job, and she failed.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We have pending a survey that shows more people agree with the president that it's a witch hunt, the Mueller investigation. All of this is germane because we got to this point, having talked about maybe how the president's faith influences his decision-making. And that was initially brought up by one of our emailers that said the religious right shouldn't be happy with the way the president is leading. So that's how we got to where we are right now. So I'm going to give you some words of wisdom while we wait for our next caller who dials 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. I say it again. It's not just a random series of digits. It's the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. That toll-free line brought to you by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, and Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. You can check out Shade Mountain out on Route 35 in Mount Pleasant Mills, Trutz Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, Norrie Pharmacy, fully accessible right on Duke Street, Route 147 in Northumberland, Bloomsburg Medicine Shops down at the plaza on Market Street in Bloomsburg, and the Lewisburg Pharmacies on 2nd Street in Lewisburg. That's where you'll see Brad or Jennifer or Steve, Tyler or Terry. It's important I give you their first name because they're going to get to know your first name, drug interactions, important knowledge, new medicines that come out on a regular basis, drug take back. These are the kind of services that you get. It's called Super Service, and half of them deliver, and guess what? They all take care of you, and they all deliver super service in one way or another, and they'd love to do that with you. Hometown Pharmacy, delivering. That's what they do in so many ways. They do that. 1-800-795-9565. Tom, stand by. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Alrighty. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show on the mark. We're wrapping up. We've got about 12 minutes left. We got a caller standing by. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. We just tweeted out at WKOK 1070 that there is an accident blocking Route 54 right before you get to Elysburg. It's near the intersection of Caboodle Road, so folks are being detoured away from that accident. So we'll keep you posted about that. But Route 54 blocked before you get to Elysburg, so between Riverside and Elysburg. Tom, thank you so much for waiting. You are on the mark.
Yeah, Dan says that he's not going to be able to meet Trump on this earth. Well, I don't know about that. Maybe they'll put him up in Lewisburg or Allenwood where Dan will be able to go same.
Don't you have to be family to get in there? Yeah, don't you have to be family, Tom, to get in there to see them?
Well, I don't know. Dan seems like he's part of the family.
Oh, we'll deputize him.
The way he talks about him.
Well, we're all family.
Do you know that Donald Trump has not been able to borrow money in the United States since the mid-90s? He has screwed so many people, filed bankruptcy so many times, there is not a bank in the United States that will loan that guy a penny. That is why he gets his money off of Deutsche Bank, which is tied to Russia. He gets money off of the VOBB bank in Russia. And he's been getting money from MOS, whatever he is, the guy that killed the journalist. That's where he gets his money. He cannot get money in this country anymore. He is under investigation for so many things It isn't funny. The latest thing here they have on him is, and they have proof of it, how he values his property up real high so he can get bank loans. And then when he has to pay taxes, when it comes to tax time, he lowers the values of all his property. He valued the property of he tried to buy the Buffalo Bills, but he got beat out. He's under investigation for that because he valued himself at $8.7 billion. And it's not true. He's under investigation for all kinds of things, and you guys don't seem to care about it or know about it. The guy is a crook.
Well, I care deeply about his crookedness.
But he hasn't been adjudicated a crook in any court in the United States at this moment, has he?
He's going to be.
Well, you know that for a fact.
This guy's in a lot of trouble. This guy's in a lot of trouble. You guys don't seem to realize what trouble this guy's in.
A lot of people get investigated.
His campaign people, Manafort and Gates, had a meeting with a Russian in a bar room or something in New York City, and they gave him voting records and stuff like that. You don't think Trump knows about that? He's going to say he don't know about it, but he knows about it.
Well, that makes
you guys are going to be very surprised when they get this guy for all the things that he did, because he is a crook. He is one of the biggest crooks. His family is a crime family. It's like the mob. And he's going to get caught.
But, Tom, you're making it sound like you know better than everybody, all the courts in the world. You've already found him guilty. Don't you think he's entitled to due process and a presumption of innocence until he's proven guilty?
Well, he's just telling you.
When I see documents, when Cohen showed documents of him, and he did, Cohen showed documents of him, how he raises the value of his property when he wants to get a loan. And then when he has to pay taxes, he lowers it. I mean, it's on record. It's a record. It's not something that's made up. And Cohen is going to jail for the same thing. That's why one of the reasons Cohen's going to jail. And Cohen's going to jail for another thing because of this porn star thing with this payoff. That Cohen's going to jail for that. The only reason Trump's not going to jail for that is because he's the president and they can't get him right now.
Oh, he hired.
Those are facts.
He hired good people.
It's not something that's made up.
Well, we'll see. As you say, he will be convicted someday, and when that happens, we'll say, boy, I'll tell you what.
Well, unlike the two of you, I still am willing to give him the presumption of innocence.
Well, that's what I'm precisely what I am saying.
Saying he's going to be convicted someday. That sounds like you've already prejudged. It's just a matter of time.
It is just a matter of time. All right, we got a caller coming in, 1-800-795-9565. We could handle all topics. We have some off-topic emails, so we could read those too. 1-800-795-9565. We'll get the first one ready. Eric, one of our listeners yesterday sent us an email or called about adult-oriented businesses. We called the Snyder County DA about this, and he says that the DAs don't have any authority over business regulation or zoning issues. There's nothing illegal there. The legislature has given local municipalities the authority to enact and enforce licensing zoning requirements that would regulate adult-oriented businesses, and that's what Mike Piazza says. So if you want to regulate those, go to your township supervisors and say, I want action.
I want zoning.
Right, and he sent us a clipping of precisely what the supervisors can do. So if you'd like to see that, it's a link on a PDF on municipal regulation of adult-oriented businesses, or AOBs. Send us an email, Eric, and we'll send that down your way, and that'll teach.
AOBs, AOC, we got a lot of AOs around.
None of them are good, right? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I'm not saying anything of the kind.
Okay. All right. Let's see. One of our listeners says, there was a launch of three new crew to the ICE last week, the International Space Station, that included an American woman. Yes, that's Christina Koch is now in space. She works for NASA. Or maybe she works for somebody else. She's an American anyway. I think she might work for a private company. But anyway, not a word in the press, which would be an untrue statement since CBS reported it, and so did some others. How can we encourage our young women to take up STEM classes if they see no women having careers in these fields? The preparation for the launch itself, and the docking with the space station and the crew entering the station were all covered on NASA TV. However, I think local cable only carries NASA TV on their upper tier packages, expensive, so probably no one could watch. I have Dish TV, so I saw it. The launch was in Russia, by the way of Uber for spaceflight. No, it was a Soyuz rocket owned by the government. So that's that. But thanks for the email. These become fairly routine, so people don't follow them, you know, probably until something goes wrong, I guess, would be sort of the outcome of that. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Paul, you're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Okay, what you guys are trying to do is talk is cheap, but proving it is going to cost you money. And that is something that may have been said during the McCarthy hearings.
Well, talk isn't cheap, Paul. They pay us a lot to do it here. I believe that'll tell you another one.
Well, if the sun was money, apparently you would not get any change.
Okay.
You lost me on that one, buddy.
But that's all right.
But that's okay, yep.
Difficult illustrations, or it gives Joe something to do later.
So. I'll chew on that all night long.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, you're right, though. I mean, Paul's correct. I mean, you...
As always.
Yes, because, you know, talk is cheap. We can say, oh, the president's guilty of this, the president's guilty of that. I don't like this he did. I don't like that he did. But until some jury of his peers says...